Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. On this week's episode, we will discuss the special runoff election for Texas Congressional District 6 and where the Texas legislature stands with the ongoing special session now halfway complete and what could happen in the coming week as Democrat House lawmakers start to trickle back in. Buckle up for your preview of the week ahead in Texas politics. Tuesday marks Election Day for the special runoff election for Texas Congressional District 6, formerly represented by the late Congressman Ron Wright. The candidates vying for the position include Congressman Wright's wife, Susan Wright, who is an activist and former state Republican Executive Committee member, as well as current state Representative Jake Elzey, who's a former U.S. Navy pilot. Both are Republican, and both made the runoff election on May 1st. The original field of candidates was 23, of both the Republican and Democrat parties. Both boast notable endorsements, making this election a test for the political viability of some of those endorsements themselves. Susan Wright has the endorsement of former President Donald Trump, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, several local elected officials, Republican Party precinct chairs, and hundreds of conservative grassroots activists. Elzey boasts the endorsements of former Texas Governor Rick Perry, current U.S. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, and former Congressman Joe Barton, who previously held the same congressional seat before that of Ron Wright. Recent polling suggests that in the final days of the special election runoff, that Susan Wright maintains a double-digit lead over Elzey, but that the gap is dwindling from polling conducted in June. More notably, however, is that the same polling, Republican voters favor Susan Wright 53-32%, and Democrat voters prefer Jake Elzey 44-31%. Whoever wins the election Tuesday will serve out the remainder of Congressman Ron Wright's term. Congressional District 6 contains parts of Fort Worth and Arlington and Tarrant County, as well as all of Ellis and Navarro counties. Turnout is expected to be low in a midsummer runoff election. The first called special legislative session is over halfway to the maximum allotted 30 days, and thus far the Texas Senate has passed all bills on Governor Abbott's agenda, with the exception of the restoration of Article 10 funding for the legislature itself, something that was taken away by Abbott in a line item veto shortly after the regular session concluded at the end of May. The House has passed none of the items on Abbott's agenda, having been paralyzed since July 12th, only 5 days into the special session itself, as over 50 Democrat lawmakers busted quorum, with many now residing in Washington, D.C. Today, Monday, marks day 14, or 2 weeks since quorum was broken. Since then, the House has gaveled in every day, unable to conduct any legislative business to include committee hearings without at least 100 lawmakers present. Reportedly, some Democrat lawmakers have returned, and depending on which legislator you talk to, they believe there's between 92 to 94 lawmakers present, at least 6 short of the needed amount for quorum. The last 2 weeks have primarily been full of a series of press conferences by Republican lawmakers attempting to float the narrative that because their Democrat colleagues are not around, they cannot consider bills like the 13th check for beneficiaries of the Teachers Retirement System of Texas, or protecting children in the foster care system, or property tax relief, among other things. Technically, that's true. But a valid argument could also be made that all of those policy issues were not adequately addressed in the regular session either, when enough lawmakers were present. It's also notable that those same Republican lawmakers do not mention things like election integrity or bail reform as important issues to consider, since both were emergency legislative items of Governor Abbott's during the regular session that died in the last few days, prompting much of this current mess to begin with, especially since it was Republican House leadership that ultimately enabled their demise. The last 2 weeks have also been consumed, well, by many folks, lawmakers, and constituents alike wondering what in fact could be done to thwart this paralysis altogether. Depending on who you ask, you can get different answers. In question is whether penalties exist for lawmakers who break quorum. The Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan, has the power to appoint members to committees as well as name the chairman and vice chairman of each one. As of right now, All of the Democrat lawmakers who broke quorum maintained their committee assignments, their chairmanships, their vice chairmanships, and seniority privileges. The only penalty that has been exacted is that by Speaker Phelan is that of him stripping State Representative Joe Moody, Democrat of El Paso, of his title, Speaker Pro Tem. Of the 34 standing House committees, Democrat lawmakers chair 13. 10 of those were among lawmakers who left Austin. Both Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick have called on Phelan to remove those chairmen and vice chairmen, something Phelan has indicated he does not have the power to do, per the House parliamentarian's interpretation of the rules. State Representative Tony Tinderholt, a Republican from Arlington, proposed a resolution on the first day of the special legislative session that would, in fact, penalize lawmakers who behaved this way. It was not considered before quorum was busted. Tinderholt maintains that he believes a quorum is not needed to consider it at all, and instead, all that is needed is a simple majority of those lawmakers present attached to the original motion that was granted called Call of the House when quorum was busted to begin with. Other lawmakers have opined on this subject as well with their thoughts, with mixed results, but few have done so publicly. Sources tell me that the back microphone is, in fact, turned off, stopping lawmakers from approaching the microphone altogether to be recognized by the chair or Speaker Phelan, while the call of the House is in effect. For the past 2 weeks, this has meant that for the everyday Texan tuning in, you have been privy to an invocation, the pledges to the United States and Texas flag, the occasional patriotic song, and an announcement of peculiar colors of paper or permission slips to be given to present lawmakers, allowing them to leave the House chamber while they technically stand at ease awaiting their colleagues. All in all, a fairly juvenile presentation. Absent Democrat lawmakers continue to publicly admonish the ongoing special session, calling it a sham, and insist they intend to stay away until its conclusion. With only 10 days left, it's possible they will. What happens afterward, however, is anyone's guess. Do you know of someone who has stepped up as a citizen leader in your neighborhood or community? The 2021 Texas Conservative Leaders Awards will take place on Saturday, December 4th in Irving, Texas. You can nominate someone for an award by completing the nomination form located on the TexasScorecard.com website or in today's show notes page by October 1st. You can also purchase tickets to attend yourself and surround yourself with conservative leaders from all across the state. Make sure to check it out today. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on politics and policy, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, TexasScorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.